Welcome to another Natural Born Leader episode. This is another end of day recording session. Just finished an amazing day. Today I woke up, built a VSL for one of our partners, and he was super excited after I sent it to him. I didn't feel like I did amazing work, but because I built probably over, I've probably built hundreds of these over the last 2 years, so I'm really good at it. I understand what needs to be done to change beliefs and to get people to take action. So that was excellence that he was experiencing, which is why he was happy. But then I kind of like went into this phase of auditing another partner's funnel. He's currently kind of like building and releasing a growth infrastructure, building a platform for clinics, so audited that. Once I got finished doing that, then I wrote a few ads for ourselves, for our company, because we actually are overbooked with our calendars and we need to drive traffic elsewhere. So we're booked out for like a week and a half and it's really bad. We're scaling up and ramping up the sales team. So that's going to be figured out very soon. But I wanted to talk about something that is super important. One of the members of the incubator who's in the MedSpa space was trying to figure out like, hey, if I already am making good money recurring, should I still focus on pushing a high ticket offer on the front end, right? And he wanted to, you know, he wanted to know like, hey, Serge, why don't I just cut the price in half or, you know, like one third of the, what I'm charging right now and just put them straight up on the software. And I was like, well, let me explain why it's important to lead with a high ticket up front, right? It's not true that you should always try to sell high ticket. That's not true. It's only true when you're starting out and you're not sitting on a lot of money and you're broke, okay? And you can't afford to just lose money, okay? But when you're starting out, right? So as an example, I'll share with you guys my story. When I started out, when I wanted to make 10K per month, it had to take me a lot of time for me to make 10K per month, right? And I was stacking $1,000 services, $2,000 a month services. And by the time I got to 30K per month, I was overwhelmed. But I was overwhelmed with work, but not with profits, meaning I couldn't buy back my time. So I had to keep being a slave to my business in order to keep the machine going. So I had built it without leverage. But when I switched to building and releasing the growth infrastructures into the businesses, right, combining different fulfillment models, do it yourself, done with you and done for you, right, all in one, and built it as an infrastructure, I was started charging 10 times more money up front. What it allowed me to do is not just make more money. Like, that's not what making more money. What being profitable is not really just the fact that you get more money. The fact is that you get to buy back a lot of your time back so you can hire people that are better than you at doing something. That means you don't have to work anymore, okay? The second thing is you can acquire the next client profitably, okay? So if I'm getting $10,000 from a prospect, I can, maybe it costs me $2,000 to acquire him as a client. And then maybe cost me another $3,000 to fulfill. I have $5,000 left. That same $5,000 can go and acquire me two or three more clients who are going to pay me another $10,000. But do you understand that I now go from being profitable $5,000 to now being profitable $7,000 for every new client that I acquire because it's the first client that afforded me these two other clients. So you create a flywheel where money buys you money and money buys you fulfillment. It's like you become a capital allocator. You become an investor. You're playing with money. You're not playing with services, right? If you never experienced this client-financed acquisition flywheel, you will never truly buy freedom. And that is why I highly encourage every single person to focus on building and releasing upfront, selling it as something that is expensive, cash collecting a lot upfront, not pushing everybody on an MRR service. Although that's great, I don't think it's that actually that great, because you don't acquire much leverage when you're just pitching people to an MRR. But as an example, let me give you guys an example today. Today, every single person who bought an infrastructure for me, I can now retain them for $3,000 to $5,000 per month to offer them insights, data, and services. It could be like a simple service like, okay, how about, yes, I built up your infrastructure for ads, but how about actually get my team to do done for you ads? Okay? And they pay $5,000 a month. You guys have to understand that, like, I'm so profitable on the front end so that I can really stack a lot of people on the front end, right? But now it also becomes a one product leads into another product where at some point I can have a back end that's making a quote of $1 million by the first of the month without even new money, new clients coming into the business. Until you get to this point, trust me, focus on being profitable first. And then once you're profitable, build the back end that delivers recurring value, build a team, build software, build platforms, build content, right? Collect data, and then retain people on that. So for this client, my question was, do you have your cost to fulfill and cost to live covered? That's one. You should not put people on MRR until you have that figured out. If your cost to fulfill is not covered every month by the first of the month, I highly suggest you don't try to sell people low ticket subscriptions or MRR. And then the other thing is, can he actually make sure that people stick? A lot of people want to sell MRR, but they actually don't understand that, like, their clients, your customers are going to churn. And if they churn after paying $1,000 one time per month, well, you have to understand that, like, you don't have an MRR business. You don't, even if it's $5,000, even if it's $10,000 per month, if they only stick one month, you should not be focusing on that business. You should be focusing on acquiring profits by selling high expensive things on the front end. That's it for today. Hope you guys got some value from this little business sequencing breakdown. Love y'all. And hopefully one day you guys will pay me one day. Bye-bye. Love y'all.